sacred fire by the ascended Master Katumi. Chila. Beloved Master, what is the sacred fire mentioned so often by the Masters? Guru. Blessed Chila, the sacred fire is life consciously qualified by some God intelligence with a specific virtue, radiation, and activity which is beneficial to mankind. The sacred fire is life consciously qualified by some God intelligence with a specific virtue, radiation, and activity which is beneficial to mankind. Chila, beloved Master, where is the focus of the sacred fire? Blessed Chila, within your own physical heart is a focus of the sacred fire, which is an intelligence qualified by the godparents who created you. Within the threefold flame within your heart is a spark of every god virtue, radiation, and activity which you can develop, nourish, expand, and utilize practically in your every experience. Also, there are the foci of the sacred fire in the retreats of the masters in this physical appearance world, at inner levels, and of course in the hearts of all God-free beings. Chila, beloved Master, how can a student tune into the greater foci of the sacred fire which the masters and angels have developed? Blessed Chila, an individual can tune into the feelings, activities, virtues, and radiations of the ascended masters by turning the attention toward any one of these beings. Along the beam of your own life attention, the momentum of the masters and angels flows back into the sacred fire in your own heart and begins to expand that same virtue, quality, radiation, and activity through your own physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. It is a splendid practice to develop the latent God virtues which are within your own spirit spark, the threefold flame of life within your heart. Beloved Master, can the sacred fire be contacted and seen in the physical world? In times past, when mankind were purified, the sacred fire was visible to the physical sight by mankind. Various specialized qualified foci of the sacred fire have been drawn into the physical world, and the very sight of these magnificent flames gave faith, courage, confidence, and strength to the devotee seeking added assistance through pilgrimage to the foci where the sacred fire was established. These days are to come again. They are a part of the new golden age, where temples of the sacred fire will be erected and certain dedicated life streams will magnetize and sustain the presence of the sacred fire so that all who so desire may have the blessings of their radiation. Beloved Master, presently the sacred fire is not visible to the student. Why is this so? Blessed Chila, this is so because man has created about himself a shell, an aura, of slowly moving energy, and looking through his own atmosphere, he is unable to perceive the glory of the kingdom of heaven, which beloved Jesus said is at hand. Also, the present students have not drawn through their flesh bodies the luminous rays of their own immortal threefold flame, which is love, wisdom, and strength. This too will be done in the future, and every Chila and student will be a manifest temple of the sacred fire through self-luminosity of the flesh and the glorious aureola of color in the aura. At present, mankind is so intent on leaning upon outer form that the tendency would be for him to turn toward the visible presence of the sacred fire outside himself rather than turning to the focus of the sacred fire inside his own heart. This would result in a delay to his individual progress made possible by his consciously and persistently turning back into the flame within the heart. This latter procedure stimulates the soul evolution which we seek to develop. Beloved Master, does the sacred fire have more than one form of expression? Blessed Chila, the sacred fire has many forms of expression, dependent upon the specialized virtue, activity, and service which it is to render. It is one reason why our Lord Mahashohan has been teaching you to create force fields, specialize upon one activity of cosmic service, and generally prepare yourself to be guardians of a specific focus of the sacred fire. Whether it be protection, healing, mercy, illumination, faith, comfort, love, or any other God virtue and God activity. Beloved Master, how can a sincere student find his way into the sacred fire within his own heart? Blessed Chila, again I repeat, through attention upon this focus, acceptance of its reality, invitation to its presence to act through the outer self, and sincerity in invoking the masters and angels who are specialists in that particular virtue which the student or group of group desire to magnetize and radiate for the blessings of all life. Beloved Master, is the focus of the sacred fire within us the secret place of the Most High, referred to by King David in the Psalms, and is it the kingdom of heaven which Jesus taught us is within us? Beloved Chila, truly you have spoken. In all religions, the Spirit of God is thus referred to, although perhaps it is in different terminology, that Spirit is always spoken of as being anchored within the heart of each one's being. Note, a Chila is much more than a mildly interested reader and seeker after truth. Chila implies an individual whose life is wholly dedicated to the Master's cause and service, and worthy to be entrusted with more than ordinary power and assistance from the ascended beings.